Are you an officer of a corporation? Are you aware of the new beneficial ownership reporting requirements? Failing to comply could lead to serious penalties. The Corporate Transparency Act, CTA, enacted in 2021, establishes reporting requirements for business entities. Today, I'm going to share what the Beneficial Ownership Information Report is, who is considered a beneficial owner, what companies must submit this report, and the filing deadlines. Tune in to learn if this new requirement applies to your company.
Welcome to Biz Help for You, the show that saves you the expensive learning curve by providing advice from industry experts in every facet of the entrepreneurial journey. Too many small businesses collapse. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, 20% fail within their first year, and less than 35% make it to their 10th anniversary. The goal of this podcast is to change that statistic. So if you're interested in learning more to be a successful entrepreneur, tune in today.
Nearly all corporations and LLCs must report who really owns or controls them. By sharing information about who owns or controls a company, the BOI report helps identify and prevent illegal activity such as tax fraud, money laundering, drug trafficking, and financing of terrorism. This helps prevent financial crimes like money laundering by shining a light on who truly benefits from companies' activities. As of January 1, 2024, the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, FinCEN, a bureau of the U.S. Department of Treasury, requires most legal entities, domestic or foreign, to report their beneficial ownership information, BOI. If you fail to submit the report, you can face fines of up to $500 per day for ongoing violations, in addition to criminal consequences, which may include imprisonment for up to 2 years and/or a fine of up to $10,000. Senior officers of a corporation neglecting to file a report may be held responsible. As one senior Treasury official put it, these new rules have real teeth. Heavy fines, or even jail time for non-compliance. Neglecting these transparency reporting rules comes with substantial risk. Requiring disclosure makes it much harder to hide behind shell companies or fake names to enable illegal behavior. So what specifically must be reported and by whom? Here's a quick outline. First, what is beneficial ownership? Beneficial owners are people who enjoy the rewards of ownership even if assets are technically in someone else's name. The definition includes any individual who directly or indirectly exercises substantial control over a company. No ownership interest in the reporting company is required when judging control. A beneficial owner also includes any individual who directly or indirectly owns or controls at least 25% of the ownership interests of a reporting company. Examples of ownership interests include equity, stock or voting rights, a capital or profit interest, convertible instruments, options, or other non-binding privileges to buy or sell any of the foregoing, and any other instrument, contract, or mechanism used to establish ownership. Let's look at their definition of substantial control. There are four criteria that FinCEN is going to look at. A senior officer, appointment or removal authority, important decision maker, and catch-all. A senior officer is any individual holding the position of the following: president, chief financial officer, general counsel, chief executive officer, chief operating officer, and any other officer regardless of title who performs similar duties. Appointment or removal authority is any individual with the ability to appoint or remove any senior officer or a majority of the board of directors or similar body. An important decision maker is any individual who directs, determines, or has substantial influence over important decisions made by the company. These decisions fall into three categories. Businesses, such as nature, scope, and attributes of the company. The selection or termination of business lines or ventures, or geographic focus. Or the entry into or termination, or the fulfillment or non-fulfillment of contracts. Number two is finances, such as the sale, lease, mortgage, or other transfer of any principal assets, major expenditures or investments, issuance of equity, incurrence of any significant debt, or approval of the operating budget. And third, structure, such as reorganization, dissolution, or merger, and amendments of documents, including articles of incorporation or similar bylaws, and significant policies or procedures. And catch-all, any other form of substantial control, including which can be exercised in new and unique ways. So now let's look at the ownership interests. Equity, stock, or voting rights, whether it confers voting power or rights, even if transferable, capital or profit interest, convertible instruments that can be turned into equity, stock, voting rights, or capital or profit interest, option or privilege for buying or selling equity, stock, voting rights, capital or profit interest, or convertible instruments, and the catch-all category again, any other instrument, contract, arrangement, understanding, relationship, or mechanism used to establish ownership. There's a lot more information that you can look at to determine the beneficial owners and if someone qualifies as an exception. Rather than going through all of the questions in this episode, I'll share a PDF in our membership community. You can find a link in the show notes. So who must file a report and what information is required? Nearly all corporations and LLCs must file detailed reports on owners, naming names and providing identifying information. Some exemptions exist for large companies already reporting publicly. Again, there's 23 exemptions, and most do not apply to small businesses. But again, I'll share the exemptions in the bonus info in case it may apply to you. When do reports need to be filed to avoid penalties? The deadline to file varies based on when your entity was formed, but most existing companies will be required to file in 2024. New firms must file at the time of formation, while most existing entities start reporting in 2024 based on factors like when they were created. Companies created or registered on or after January 1st, 2024, and before January 1st, 2025 will have 90 calendar days from the date they receive actual or public notice that their company's creation or registration is effective to file their initial BOI reports. Companies created or registered on or after January 1st, 2025 will have 30 calendar days to submit their report. Existing companies, that is, reporting companies that were created or registered before January 1st, 2024, have a full year until January 1st, 2025 to file their initial BOI report. Once an initial report has been filed, both new and existing companies will have to file updates within 30 days of a change in their beneficial owner information. The bottom line is these ownership transparency rules have broad reach and substantial penalties. The good news is that we can help you with this filing requirement. We'll make sure that we have all the necessary information and the report will be filed on your behalf. So if you are required to file, you can start the process now. You can file this report on your own, but if you prefer to have assistance, reach out to us at 310-534-5577 or contact at abandp.com and let us know that you'd like help with this filing. We're happy to assist you. And if you're wondering if you could qualify for an exemption, be sure to click the link in the show notes to get access to bonus information. I hope you found this information helpful. As is often the case with compliance reporting, it may not be fun to hear, and it can feel overwhelming. But my goal is to help you meet the reporting guidelines and avoid penalties for non-compliance. If you found this helpful and you know someone else who would need the information, would you please share this episode with them?
Thank you for tuning in today. Would you please share this episode with those you know and leave a review on your favorite platform? And if you find our show informative, Would you consider being a financial sponsor to help me continue my mission to educate business owners? A link is located in the episode description, and no amount is too small. I'd really appreciate your support. If you are interested in connecting with our guest and receiving the offer they had to share, a link to our resource page is in the show notes. Finally, if you have any bookkeeping or payroll needs, reach out to us at 310-534-5577 or contact at abandp.com. My team and I are eager to assist you. Until next time, have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Biz Help for You. Please join your host, Candy Messer, again next time. Have a terrific day.